This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Today, we're exploring the world of drones. From package delivery to precision agriculture, unmanned aerial vehicles can serve a variety of purposes. But before we venture further into the commercial use of drone technology, we have to address its most controversial role, military strikes. For this, we look to the NPR debate series Intelligence Squared, U.S. Last October, it staged a debate on the motion, "The U.S. drone program is fatally flawed," where two teams argued for and against the motion. Let's start with the opening statements of General Norton Schwartz, former chief of staff of the U.S. Air Force. He argues in favor of U.S. drone policy.
What I want to do tonight, and I submit, ladies and gentlemen, that the employment of U.S. strike-capable systems is a viable and a rational response to a vexing battlefield problem, one that must be calibrated, used with care, synced with policy, but nonetheless, one that allows us to pursue our objectives in a fashion that minimizes loss of life for friendly forces and maximizes opportunity to avoid needless casualties of friendlies, in other words, collateral damage. Simply, remotely piloted aircraft or drones permit more considered and more accurate, more proportionate application of lethal force than any other comparable weapon system. Because they can spend longer time over the target than equivalent manned aircraft, they give their operators the time to maximize the certainty that they are engaging the right enemy combatants and that they have the time and the means to confirm the presence of noncombatants in the presence of the intended target. Thoughtful observers like our partners tonight have mentioned a number of criticisms. Let me talk quickly about a couple of them. One is the absence of physical risk to the operator encourages our political leadership to use remote systems more often than they would if they had to put American troops in harm's way. I would counter by asking whether those who use this argument would prefer for the American military to absorb casualties just for the purpose of making war less numbing to the political leadership. In addition, at the tactical level, soldiers and airmen under fire on the ground, I think you would agree, Cale, are far more likely to shoot back at the sources of fire aimed against them with greater danger to noncombatants than are remote operators whose safety and lives are not at immediate risk. There's also a concern that non-state or state actors will use these technologies against us in a more crude and indiscriminate fashion than do we, and well, they might. But the reality is that this technology is proliferating, and not because we chose to use it. It is a fact of technology advancing, and our lead was and remains significant.
I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott, and today we're talking about drones. We continue our look into U.S. drone policy with the NPR debate series Intelligence Squared U.S. and the opening statements of Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid. He argues against U.S. drone policy.
The first thing I think to make clear is that, unfortunately, drones, it's a weapon, it's a tool, it's a tactic, has almost become a strategy in itself. And this is how foreign governments and countries where drones are being used see it. So, in fact, drones are undermining U.S. foreign policy. They become the only symbol of foreign policy which people abroad remember when those countries in particular are targeted. Some of the countries, like Yemen, like Pakistan, are in fact allies of the United States. And drones are being used against allies. Naturally, that is infuriating the population even more. Secondly, how badly have drones affected the counterterrorism strategy, the much more sophisticated strategy that has emerged from the US in the last few years. Again, here we see the counterterrorism strategy being undermined completely by drones because, you know, the people are very scared of them. And they do take out civilian targets just as much as they take out Al-Qaeda. The other question, which I think has to be agitating the minds of many Americans, is how legal is this? How legal is it to bomb and kill individuals in another country with which you are not at war? Nobody is informed as to why and how these people are being killed. The lack of transparency is not helped by the fact that the CIA has been mostly involved in using drones, especially in Pakistan. Now, what all this is leading to is an enormous buildup of hatred for the United States. And that is not just affecting people in the target countries, but people all over the Muslim world in particular. Now, what should also be worrying is the precedent that is being set. First of all, what happens if a European country or Russia or a so-called ally of the United States uses drones? What is the U.S. strategy going to be? Are you going to tell that country to behave itself and say, no, only we have the right to kill people in other countries. You don't have that right. Even more dangerous, what happens when an enemy of the United States uses drones? What happens if North Korea tomorrow uses drones to kill South Koreans? What happens if the Syrians or any of the problematic regimes start using drones? What will be the U.S. policy then? Are you going to go and bomb those countries? There's a complete vacuum here. There's no thought being given to this. But this could happen tomorrow. I think the other thing that is that I must answer the issue of civilian casualties. There is, for example, a drone strategy now where drones fire what are called signature strikes. That is, if a bunch of militants are seen, or one or two militants are seen in a group of civilians, drones are used, can be used to kill that militant. But of course, they kill everybody else in the truck too. Women, children, men, civilians. Lastly, I think we have to understand how drones have become a recruiting poster for Al-Qaeda and for global jihad. Even local groups, local militant groups in countries which had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, nothing to do with global jihad, if they have been droned, they become global jihadists. They want to strike back at America.
Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid laying out his argument against America's drone policy there. You can find a link to the whole debate at wordofmouthradio.org.